Hello, 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 and welcome back to Release It Podcast, where our motto is letting go of things that hold you back. I am Cynthia Haynes.
And I am Harold Weaver.
He is back, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, on today's episode, we titled this one,
It Ain't Over Until God Says It's Over.
Okay. It ain't over until God says it's over.
Let's go.
And surprising to myself, I'm going to be vulnerable and say, I heard this passage, and I have never heard this passage. Mm. Out of all the years of my life, I don't remember ever reading or hearing about this passage. So anyway, with that being said, it was Luke 7, verses 11 through 15, and it says, "It came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the boy, and they that bare him stood still, and he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother." So immediately when I heard this thing, the thing that caught my attention was they were at the funeral. Mm. So to the mother and all the ones that were with her, the situation was dead. It was over. Mm-hmm. They were about to bury her son. Mm-hmm. And there's another version of the same one, and it says that the mother was like, what else can she do? Because she lost her husband. Now her only son is gone. What else can she do? Mm-hmm. But Jesus had compassion. And Jesus made a detour. Mm-hmm. And Jesus went in there and changed the scene. Because like we said, it's not over until God says it's over. So you might think that the thing that you have is a dead situation. Mm. That is nothing else that you can do. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. That's a fact. It's probably nothing else that you can do. Mm-hmm. But see, when you give it to God, when you put it in his hand and you leave it alone, he makes the difference. And I'm going to give my little testimony, and then I'm going to hand it to Harold. So I don't know, those who haven't heard our other episodes, and those who have heard them, heard my story about me taking a military class. And they told me, the instructor said that it was over. The instructor said, you got to recycle. But I heard a word, I heard a message, and it said overruled. And every day I said overruled. And I said, God, I don't want to give up.
What the hell say? With God.
With God.
Hmm. We said it together, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
And he had already put it in you.
Yeah.
I just tried to help him get it out sooner.
Yeah.
Than it needed to come.
Right.
Go from there.
And so I just kept saying, and no matter whatever thought came to my mind, because the instructors kept saying, even though the school had then reached out to me and was like, no, you got to just do remediation. Mm-hmm. I reached to the instructor. The instructor said, no, we already did a remediation with you. It's a done deal. You have to recycle. It's a miscommunication. So I didn't leave it alone. I called to people who sent me the thing, and I said, this is what they said. And the person said, oh, no, they're incorrect. And so time went on, but I kept on saying it's overruled. And I'm going to pass this thing. I'm not going to have to start over. Well, time passed. A whole year passed. I went through a process. The person who interviewed me that was supposed to speak on my behalf, I didn't hear anything. Come to find out, they said they ran out of funding. So I guess whatever report he wrote, that never got submitted. And so I had to start all over again. A year had then passed. And so at that time, I'm like, well, I could have had then took this course two times and passed it. waiting on them. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I was a little frustrated. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I need to put my packet in. Because maybe this is the end. Maybe this is what God wants. Mm-hmm. But still, something inside of me kept saying, overrule. Mm-hmm. It ain't over. Go ahead on and go through the process. It ain't over. And mm-hmm. guess what, y'all? I'm signed up. I done passed, graduated, mm-hmm. and I'm on my way to the last phase so I can be promoted this year. It ain't over till God says it's over.
Well, first and foremost, can we all agree that we have an awesome God?
Yes.
We have an awesome God. Okay? And for you unbelievers, you need to get in right now. Get on board right now. Get on track right now. Because it's never too late. There is no timing when it comes to God. First and foremost, he don't make no mistakes. And he's always on time. He's never late. He's always on time. But as I continue to talk about God, it's not going to matter if you don't believe in God. If you don't believe in him and what he can do and the power that he carries in just his name, then anything and everything we've been saying or going to say is irrelevant. Hmm. But he shows himself in some form or fashion every second of the day. And us believers believe that. Us believers have seen that. Us believers has felt that, has been through that without any question, any doubt that he is there 24/7. And I say that because even at our worst, he's at his best. But to remember that is to believe that. To remember that is to believe that. Is he going to test you? Absolutely. Or is it him? It might be him. It might be that other guy. Mm-hmm. You just never know. Mm-hmm. But if you believe in him, you don't need to know. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying all that to say that I'm questioning anybody's faith. Let me get that out the way now. Let me get that and clear that up right now. I'm not testing anybody's faith. Mm-hmm. Who am I to anyway? I'm not judging anybody and what they believe from what they don't. But you need to believe in something. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. You need to believe in something. Mm-hmm. And if you don't believe in God, that's fine too. But I tell you this. Try believing in him. Give him a shot. It can't hurt. But I can guarantee you it will help. I can guarantee you that. I'm not just telling you. I'm guaranteeing you it's going to help. Whatever you done been through, it ain't too late. If you haven't gotten through it, to still get through it. If he's giving you another day to breathe, another day to see, another day to feel better than you did the day before, your purpose is still alive. Your purpose is still alive. What does that mean? Even if you don't know what your purpose is, you're still alive to find out what it is. And sometimes you won't find out on your own. Sometimes you have to ask for God's help. Sometimes you have to follow his lead. Sometimes you have to ask for his guidance. To show you what your purpose is. That way you'll know you're not just here to be here. You're not just here to go through the motions. You're not just here because he put you here on your own to do it by yourself. I serve, you serve, we serve an awesome God. Boy, you done got me started. Let me get back on the subject. So the subject this week is, it ain't over till God says it over. Oh, my goodness. They couldn't, you couldn't ask for a better topic right around this time. Right around this time. I don't even want to get started. Let me go ahead and do what I always do. What does that mean to you? For all y'all that's listening, I need you to ask yourselves, what does that mean to you? If you have a meaning, by all means, keep on using it because you already know that he's a God, an awesome God, that he ain't said it's over yet, so it ain't. If you don't know, then try asking yourself. If you haven't already, ask yourself, what could that mean for you? Right. What should that mean for you? And what will it mean for you? That statement alone, by itself, if you're a true believer, you will not ever doubt when times get hard. Will you question it? Yeah, but certain to a certain extent. I've been there. I do that. But you know what? As soon as I get there, As soon as I start feeling like I'm going to get there, I remind myself that statement right there. It ain't over till God says it over. And sometimes it won't even begin till God says it's time to get started. But what you can't do is quit.
Right.
What you can't do is get frustrated, get discouraged, get tricked, get bamboozled. Because the devil is a liar, but he's still busy. He's a liar, but he's still busy. I was just telling somebody the other day, he can only be as busy as we allow him to be. We can't get rid of him, but we can show enough slow down. By what? Knowing that it ain't over, whatever he's trying to stop, whatever he's trying to slow down. It ain't over till God says it's over. Come on, Saint.
And so I was just thinking about, my thought just went away.
Did I take it away?
No, I was just thinking about, there was another person in the Bible. His name was Job. And Job was one of these people that was very honorable. He loved the Lord. He served him faithfully. He always was helping somebody. And so one day, the devil was like, I want to try him. And God was like, okay.
Bring it on.
Try him, because I know him. So the devil's like, well, I can't touch him because you got him hedged in. He got so much stuff and this and that. And so that's the only reason why I can't. So God said, okay, I'll let you touch all that stuff, but you just cannot take his life. Job lost his kids. His family, his wife was telling him to curse God and then go die. He had friends in his ear that was saying, you must have did something wrong for all this to happen. And Job, even though he didn't understand it, he knew that God was going to prevail. He knew that it wasn't over until God said it was over. And so he kept his faith, never cursed God, always believed. And at the end of this trial, he received double for everything he went through. God restored him twice from what he had. And so the point I'm saying is that it might be rough. It might feel like it's rough. It might feel like it's hopeless. Just like that lady who lost her son, her only son, and her husband. But you can't fall victim to the circumstance.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
You have to know, just like I knew, some way it's going to work out. And I'm going to say what I want. I'm not going to say, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't talk about it, tell nobody. No, I need to say, this is what I want, and it's going to happen, and stick to it, because I know that God can do it. There is nothing that God can't do. The only thing I want to say is that time will pass sometimes, because like you said, it's in God's timing. And I think, was it me and you talking about it?
Absolutely.
That I said, had this probably happened the time when I wanted it to happen, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in, where I'm on orders, going on almost about to be a year. It's going to be a year and almost a year and a half where I've been on active duty orders, able to put the grandkids on the benefits so they can have everything they need. I had the right instructors to help me so that I can get through it. But had it happened when I wanted it to happen, who knows? I wouldn't be where I am now. So it might not happen in your timing, but that don't mean that it won't happen. Because God can be right on your street.
So what are we saying? At the end of the day, it still boils down to what you believe and how much of it you believe in. That's what it boils down to. So ask yourself, what does that phrase, what does that statement mean to you? And then you got to put some purpose behind it. You got to put some meaning behind it. Something that you can believe, something that you can remember without being reminded. Something that is going to come to you instantly when you're in them situations where you see no outcome. When you put in positions where you feel like you're boxed in. That statement has to come to you immediately. And I get it. I know this is a lot easier said than done, but it can be done because it's being done. Okay? I've been there. I'm still trying to get there. But it's becoming easier each and every time. I feel like I'm running into a wall. Each and every time, it's getting easier for me because I remember that phrase. And I speak and I pray and I talk to God every single day. Now I'm starting to talk to him throughout the day. My mother just the other day was like, am I supposed to tell my nickname, my mama name? I'm going to tell y'all my mama name. Just the other day, my mama was saying, Pokey, you got to talk to God. I said, Mama, I do. I'm just telling you, this is just my mom. She just got to make sure that I know what I already know by hearing it from her. That's pretty much the process with her. You got to talk to God. You got to pray to God. You got to ask God. Mama, I know. I didn't get this far not doing that. Had I been doing it sooner, I don't know where I'd be. But I know and I trust in God's timing. I know I wouldn't have made it this far without God. But I also know in his timing, I had to be patient enough to wait on it. To understand that things happen for a reason, good or bad. That's what I need y'all to remember as well. Things happen for a reason, good or bad. What does that mean? There are some bad things that's going to happen. There are some trials and tribulations that you're going to have to go through, deal with, and face. But God, but God is the difference. He will remain the difference as long as you allow him to be. Have that patience on the wait. Have that trust in his decisions, not yours. His understanding, not yours. Know that his plan for you is better than yours three times over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His plan for you, you might not see it. You might not feel it. You might not hear it. You might not taste it. But any plan that you have for yourself, his plan is three times better.
Yeah. Definitely.
So I say that to say what? Don't ever let yourself doubt him, question him. And how do you do that? How do you prevent from that? There's no reason for you to feel like quitting. There's no reason for you to go into a depressive mode. Be distracted. Be discouraged. Those are the things that the devil feeds off of. Come on, son. Those are the things like fuel to the fire that the devil feeds off of. So when you think those things, to speak those things, all you doing is all you're doing is bringing the devil in existence. Now, I said all that to say this. You still got to do the work now. You still got to do the work. God ain't going to do it all for you. He is all, but he ain't going to do it all. Come on now. That's pretty good.
That was good.
Okay. He is all, but he ain't going to do it all. You got to do the work. You got to show him that you're ready. You got to show him that you're prepared. You got to show him that you still want it. Even though you haven't had it, you can still get it. Oh, come on.
So, you know, like I said, you know, when I had heard this passage, it was just like, God is, like you said, God is amazing. God is awesome.
God.
He shows up when he needs to. Harold probably wasn't going to share this part, but Harold has been praying for his family and waiting for things to change, for connections to happen.
Waiting on God's timing, basically, is what it's been.
And he didn't move. He didn't sway. He knew it was going to happen. Well, guess what? It happened.
And it's happening.
Yes.
In God's time.
In God's time.
Give it to him, give it to him.
And like you said, it might be a year. Abraham waited 25 years before he got the promise that God told him that his wife was going to be pregnant. And what did Abraham do? And this is what we do a lot of times. We're going to make the situation happen. We're going to put it together. We're going to create it ourselves. And then be mad when it don't work out. Because that's not what God said. God said what he said. And he's going to give you the promise that he told you. You don't have to have no side counterfeit. He's going to give you the real deal. But you just got to know that it, whenever God says, it's, what was that?
It's
not over.
My two major factors was hope and faith. And not so much in that order. Hope and faith, faith and hope. Those are my two major factors that I made sure that I kept at the priority list at the top. Not to ever lose hope and not to ever lose my faith. And those two right there got me to where I knew eventually I was going to get with God's help and God's guidance.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that as long as he gave me another day to wait,
mm-hmm.
okay, and he had not said, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. And here we are. And I've been telling my family members for the last 48 hours, watch what he does next. And it was amazing how these last 24 hours went, because I had family members I hadn't even spoken to in a while that was reminding me of something that I guess they thought I forgot, or they just wanted to bring it to the forefront so I would, you know, address it, saying that I am the family.
Mm.
I've been the one that's always constantly, consistently talked about family. And even I was like, you know what? The way they put it, the way they wanted me to see and feel it, they were right. And then I thank God. I thank God, because I knew right then and there the message that was coming through them to me was coming from him. I actually felt in my spirit that God was saying, there you go. That God was actually thanking me for waiting. God was actually thanking me for believing in him. God was actually thanking me for the faith that I've always had and continue to ask him to strengthen so I can make it to the day that he bought for us all. It wasn't just me. This last trip was for everybody that either had been praying as well with me or was just waiting for it to happen with me. Either way, it wasn't over till what?
God said.
It's over.
It was over.
And we just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Saint. Come on. Show them. Tell them where they need to go.
So I hope that this mess. I'm going to say this one little thing. Then I'm going to close off our thing. But I have. This week has been military time for me, like a mission like type. Military is different setting. And so I was getting a hard time with me having to leave and be there at a certain time like I normally do. And so yesterday, before I let it get to me, I said, you know what, God? You can change this person's heart and you can give me favor. And that's what I'm asking for. And so today, the one person who was giving me a kind of like a, you know, sly look because I would have to leave or whatever, came to me today and said, you need to go ahead on and go a little earlier than everybody else, because I know you probably got traffic and you need to get on the other side. And I said, thank you, Lord. And I said this because it doesn't have to be a big old thing for God to move on. He's concerned with everything. So with that being said, please reach out to us at releasethepodcast@gmail.com. Rate us on the apps that you listen to us to. And please share the episodes with your friends, your loved ones, whoever you can think of that might need to hear this. How?
Since you chose to extend the podcast, you can finish the podcast. Come on. Bow your head, y'all. Saint about to take us out. Come on.
God, I say thank you for what you continue to do and how you just blow our minds with what you do.
Awesome, God.
So I just pray you continue to use us as your vessels to touch whomever is listening to this podcast and let it reach the nations. And I pray that all the things that we've talked about, that the seeds will be planted and you will give the increase so that their lives will be for the better. If it's somebody that don't know you, God, show them who you are. Let them know that you're real and that this is not just talk that we're talking about, but you're an interactive God and you want to have a relationship with them. And whatever I didn't know to pray, go beyond this prayer, God, and you do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We out.
Next week.